This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The new Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie opens on Friday. The Internship, it's called, or as it's come to be known, the Google movie, because Vaughn and Wilson play two 40-somethings who get laid off and then land internships at Google. The company did cooperate in real life, but it is still a big Hollywood production, so get ready for all the revelations about how being an intern in the movies isn't the same as it is in real life. But that doesn't mean there's no truth on the screen at all. Marketplace's Queen of Kim explains.
I saw a screening of the movie recently in a theater full of Google interns.
Are there interns in the house?
And I didn't see a gray hair among them. What I did see were a lot of heads wearing beanies with bright Google colors and a blue propeller on top. Of course, the propeller hat is a geek cliche, and it looked like something made for Hollywood. But Raymond Braun, who works in the marketing department at Google and was an intern, says that that's the one part of the movie that rang true.
One thing in the film that is completely accurate is that hat. It's exactly the same one that I wore.
It's called the Noogler hat, and that's what new Googlers are called. And it's given to all new employees, including interns. Do you still have your hat?
I do, of course. It's like a badge of honor.
Doug Edwards is the author of I'm Feeling Lucky, The Confessions of Google Employee Number 59.
For a period of time, I was running TGIF, which is the weekly meeting that Google holds for all of its employees.
That was back in the early 2000s. And in those days, Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin would personally introduce each new employee.
And it was important to Sergey that the new Googlers would be easily identified so that current Googlers could make sure they felt welcome.
At the time, Edwards was one of the few non-engineers at Google. He suggested a propeller hat.
To me, it was hilariously funny to see all these PhDs walking around in beanie propellers.
What was meant to be a tongue-in-cheek joke has taken on a bigger meaning. Marcin Villahare is an ex-Googler. He was a designer there until last year. And he remembers the first time he saw his Noogler hat on display in the permanent collection at the Computer History Museum in Silicon Valley.
Holy crap, that's my hat! And now it's in this container as an artifact.
Villahare says his hat reminded him that it's okay to be a geek. And that's part of the symbolism of the hat, according to Mark Weber, the curator of the Computer History Museum.
Instead of marking someone as separate and not with it or cool, it's marking them as being a member of this exclusive group.
He says it's a lot like the kind of rituals you'll find at elite universities, where they have traditions and symbols that make students feel special. So if you want one of those Noogler hats, you can't just buy it. You have to earn it. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.